Natty boys.
Madness, it must be love. Dermot and Dave on Today FM. 53102 is a text line if you want to get in touch today, and you can also Snapchat us. We're Dermot and Dave on Snapchat.
100 million euro. That is what Conor McGregor is expecting.
No, you have to lift your little finger up to your mouth and say 100 million euro.
That's what he's expected to get from his payday fighting Mayweather. In this fight that was confirmed last night, both parties tweeted about it.
Yeah.
It's happening. It's on. But does McGregor have a real chance, or is this really just a matter of getting into the ring and hoping that he can last?
For 100 million quid, I'd give it a go.
Well, let's go to an expert to see if he does have a chance. Cathal O'Grady, you might remember him. He's a 10 national titles, European junior heavyweight title under his belt, and he represented Ireland at the Olympics as well. How are you, Cathal?
How are you doing, guys?
Great to talk to you. And now, you were actually in Atlanta at the same time Mayweather was starting his career back in 96.
Yeah, well, I was there for his last defeat against a Bulgarian guy called Serafim Todorov.
This was before he turned pro.
It was a close decision, and one he questioned, but Serafim Todorov is after riding off into the sunset. He earned $40 a month on social welfare in Bulgaria, and, you know, smokes 40 cigarettes a day. So,
unlike Floyd Mayweather, who's a little bit wealthier and still in fine shape.
Well, he's looking at 50 wins. He's trying to make this 50 professional wins in a row, undefeated. And now McGregor is going to be standing in the ring. Does McGregor have a chance?
Everyone has a chance in a boxing ring, but I think his chance is rather slim on this occasion.
Just because Mayweather's so good and he's a boxing expert, right?
Yeah, it's very hard, you know, to compare these two. You know, at mixed martial arts, you know, McGregor is, you know, very accomplished, you know, unquestionably talented. But in boxing, you know, Mayweather has just surpassed everyone. Now, he is getting on. He's 40 years of age, but his class, you know...
What makes him so good?
His skill set is very good, you know, his hand speed, you know, but he's been brought up with boxing. He comes from a boxing family. Like, he had a very rough upbringing, and he knows nothing else, only boxing. But he minds himself, you know, he lives life, he trains very hard, and he's a supreme athlete as well.
Yeah, I suppose the same though could be said about McGregor and you know, the fact that, like, he's obviously currently fighting, whereas Floyd looks after himself in his, I suppose, quasi-retirement, and he's obviously very fit and very well looked after. But I mean, McGregor is an active athlete, an active fighter, and I mean, is it, like, on a football pitch, you know, you see the best players in the world hit a certain point, and no matter how much talent they have, they're still going to be left behind just by the pace of the game, and they have to retire or, you know, move down levels or whatever it is. I mean, what's boxing like?
It is the same, but the skills that Mayweather has, you know, don't necessarily go over that. He doesn't, you know, totally rely on his speed. He's defensively, you know, very, very astute as well. You know, but I don't think he can compare these. You know, at boxing, you know, Conor, you know, didn't excel like Mayweather did. You know, up through the ranks, Mayweather was a top class American amateur champion, boxing the Olympics, got a bronze medal. You know, while Conor was boxing, you know, I know it was only for a short time, he didn't achieve, you know, that level of skill, you know. So it's like a Premier League footballer in against, you know, someone from a, you know, a country club.
Well, actually,
you know,
that's a funny analogy, because I played five-a-side with a bunch of League of Ireland lads, and they were long retired. And they would put you on your arse. Like, you'd look like such a fool against, you know, lads who were in their 40s, but who played football even at that level. And you would think, I'm going in here, I can play five-a-side. No, no, you can't. Not with these boys.
No, it is a question of levels. Now, you know, it's fine. You know, McGregor will earn 100 million. Mayweather will earn 100 million. But ultimately, you know, the injured party here is going to be boxing, you know, because... It's losing a little bit of credibility over the last couple of years, you know, and you know, this is going to be damaging to its reputation. You know, whatever the outcome, you know, it's farcical that someone without one professional boxing contest can, you know, walk through, you know, and and be involved in one of the largest fights of all time. You know,
But Carl, wouldn't you say though that, you know, viewing figures have been dropping for boxing over the years? You put a superstar like McGregor in there, suddenly you're bringing in a whole new raft of young people who are now watching a sport that maybe they wouldn't have watched before.
Well, you know that again, but it's what they'll see. You know that, you know, that worries me there. You know, and I don't think they'll be tuning into the next fight. They're a once off audience for this fight. You know, so boxing needs to put the best fighters out there. You know, and match them against each other. You know, like the Joshua Klitschko fight, which was really good for boxing.
Yeah.
But you know, and this isn't going to, you know, be a pretty affair to watch now either. You know, I think you're going to get McGregor lunging a lot at Mayweather. You know, Mayweather's going to be elusive, you know, and then when he opens up on him, you know, I think, you know, and McGregor will really be outclassed.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, because McGregor is obviously a man known for his bravado, and he's gone on about how he knocks people out, you know, he just puts them on the canvas, that's the end of it. So he's thinking like one punch is his kind of bravado statement, that one punch from McGregor is going to, you know, outdo this 49 bout champion Mayweather. You don't see that happening?
I don't see that happening. Now, if I was looking after McGregor, you know, sometimes, you know, with white collar boxing, you've a lot of novices in there. Sometimes when you put them in sparring, and even if you get in with them yourself, you know, they'll throw a punch that they don't know. You don't know where it's coming from, because they don't know where it's coming from. You know, so you know, that novice factor might be a good tool against Mayweather. If he tries to outbox Mayweather, forget about it.
Right.
You know.
Do you think boxers' chins are different to the chins of MMA fighters?
No, they're all conditioned the same. You know, now the fact, you know, you're getting hit with a 10-ounce glove as opposed to a 4-ounce glove. So we'll say you'll have a little bit more resistance, you know, to last with a ten ounce
yeah.
glove.
It's still 12 rounds though. That's a long time. And what do you think about the weight class in terms of, it's going to be at 154 pounds, which is probably the heavier side of what Mayweather has fought.
You know, that will play to McGregor's advantage. If I was McGregor's coach, I would be getting him to try and, you know, hold on tight, rough him up with the head, you know, get in and hold him on the inside. But, you know, that's all right, but you have to get in there to hold him initially, you know.
Yeah, it'll be some job for the ref as well, because McGregor is so instinctual, you know, and he kicks so much and grapples so much. He'll really have to not break those rules and just box.
Yeah,
like,
but how do you turn off that kind of muscle memory?
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't know. And then when you've Mayweather throwing a million punches at you as well, I'd say there could be kicks and everything at this shit.
Right. Tom says Dana White is laughing as boxing will be diminished and people will look more at UFC. Boxing loses after this stupid fight. It's like a triathlete taking on a world champ swimmer. No comparison.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think boxing ultimately is the biggest loser here.
And do you think, like, is there a chance that Mayweather and McGregor, because it's such a big payday, will have, you know, kind of sat down together and gone, look, you don't punch the head off me and I won't punch the head off you. We get through 12 rounds and we both go home with 100 million quid. Like, would that happen, or are they...
No, I think, you know, Mayweather and McGregor are two very proud fighters, you know, and they're going to go in and, you know, they're going to have, you know, a tear up. It's just what kind of tear up that's going to be, you know.
Right.
I don't know what to expect.
Mm. You mentioned white collar boxing there. It was you, of course, who started the whitecollarboxing.ie. You still getting much of an uptake for people wanting to get into the ring?
Yeah, it's still getting a huge uptake. People are, you know, still, you know, the reason that both of these fighters are getting 100 million is people are fascinated by boxing, you know, and now it's accessible to them. You know, we train. You know, we 30 in there in a class at 7 o'clock last night. You know, and, you know, thumping the heads off one another as usual. It's brilliant.
Well,
you know, it's
Dermot and I trained with you. I don't know if you remember back in, God, it must have been 2005 or six, out in the National Stadium doing some training there. What was the name of the great Cuban trainer we had?
Nicholas Cruz Hernandez.
What a man he was.
And he didn't have to do anything. You just say that name, people assume you're a great boxer.
Dermot and I never got to meet in the ring, but we're thinking
a lot of trash talk and all. Maybe, you know, you're both big guys now. Maybe, you know.
I think we've got MMA
like
now.
Mature contest. Yeah.
Now, you know? Chess.
There's still a few weight classes between us. So I have a few years of Muay Thai under my belt since we talked last, so maybe I could take him.
Yeah. Maybe if you wear a pair of fingerless gloves or something like that.
Yeah, or if I could just sit in him for a while, Conor. Yeah. He's not getting back up. Put it that way.
I'll bring in 7-iron into the ring. Maybe that'll work.
Carl, thank you so much for talking to us today and giving us an insight into what we can expect on August 26th. Appreciate that.
Thank you very much, guys, and have a great day.
Cheers,
you
Carl.
Too. That's Cathal O'Grady there, represented Ireland in the Olympic Games in Atlanta in 1996 and 10 national titles as well. Very accomplished boxer. Nice to talk to him today.
And if White Collar Boxing is something you think you might be interested in, you can check out the website, as you said, whitecollarboxing.ie.
Disciples on Today FM. All I do every night is think about you.